Wilmington officials are exploring ways to honor former President Joe Biden at the downtown square that for nearly a century featured a statue of Declaration of Independence signer Cesar Rodney. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on the idea that's been quietly picking up steam for months.
Plans for renovating and perhaps renaming Rodney Square are still in the formative stages.
It's a name, it's a statue, it's a plaque, it could be a variety of things. It's really the complete story of civil rights, independence, freedom, but we do think it's important to recognize and honor the president that is from our state.
That's Daniel Walker, Deputy Chief of Staff to Wilmington Mayor John Carney. The mayor is a former Delaware governor who worked for Biden during his 36-year stint as a U.S. senator. Carney's predecessor removed the famous Rodney statue during Black Lives Matter protests in 2020 amid complaints that Rodney owned slaves on his Dover plantation. The equestrian statue commemorates Rodney's 1776 overnight ride to Philadelphia to vote for freedom from Great Britain. Wilmington is working with state and local officials to move the bronze statue to the Dover area. It's currently in D.C. at Freedom Plaza near the White House. Former Mayor Jim Baker said Carney broached the idea of Wilmington paying special tribute to Biden months ago.
He said, what do you think about changing the name of the Rodney Square to Biden Square?
Baker said he favors the statue of Biden, but not atop the now empty pedestal where Rodney and his horse once perched.
I figured that his statue would be better off like at the center of the square, just as an honor to him to be the only Delawarean to have been president of the United States.
Biden's post-presidential office did not respond to WHYY's request for comment on the new vision for Rodney Square. Biden, now 83, has homes near Wilmington and Rehoboth Beach. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.